Today's shiur is Masechet Pesachim Daf Ayin Gimel. We're going to begin on Daf Ayin Beis on the base, 14 lines from the bottom. Just to review, yesterday in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, we identified a machloikis about Toyeh B'dvar Mitzvah. If somebody makes an error in doing a mitzvah, he does a mitzvah improperly, and he does it on Shabbos, is that called Chilul Shabbos and he's Chayiv Chatos or not? Rabbi Lezer says Toyeh B'dvar Mitzvah is considered Chilul Shabbos. Rabbi Shua holds Toyeh B'dvar Mitzvah, the awesome mitzvah, if at the end you accomplish the mitzvah, it's not called Chilul Shabbos and you will not be Chayiv Karban Chatos. And Rabbi Meir, as we identified, is even more lenient, and he says that anybody's a Toyeh B'dvar Mitzvah is not Chayiv Chatos. Rabbi Yochanan gave us an example at the end of the shiur yesterday of what he considered something to be a Toyeh B'dvar Mitzvah. If somebody had relations with his wife, with his Yevama, his sister-in-law, while she was prohibited because she was a Nida, or she was expecting her period, some Chlevesta, we learned Rabbi Yochanan holds that that's considered a Toyeh B'dvar Mitzvah. So now what the Gemara asks is Rabbi Yochanan command. Where did Rabbi Yochanan take this lenient approach to Toyeh B'dvar Mitzvah? Elam k'Rabbi Yosi, perhaps he holds like Rabbi Yosi. That nan, Rabbi Yosi taught us, Yontav Rishon Shel Chag Shechal Yis B'Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot came out on Shabbos, so Midai Raisa, Dalad Minim are taken on Shabbos too. It's Chazal that taught us that you don't take Dalad Minim on Sukkot. So before the Gzeres Chazal, somebody took his lulav. Now the halacha is that even if you hold, even with the rice that you'd allowed to take dalaminim, you're not allowed to carry him to shul. You should have had him in shul. And this person, in his zeal to do the mitzvah of dalaminim, v'shoch v'hoitzis a lulav rishus rabim, he forgot himself and he carried his lulav rishus rabim, potter. He's not going to be chayiv for chilul Shabbos. V'nei shehoitzis rishus. He was going to do a mitzvah. And since he was going to do a mitzvah, it's not considered an aveira, Toyeh B'dvar Mitzvah. Similarly here too, this person wanted to have relations with his wife, his Yevama, to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum, and it should be the same. Says the Gemara, you can't compare the two. Dilma Shani Hosam, this man of Bohol. The lulav has to be taken the first day of Sukkot, after Midaraisa. After the first day of Sukkot, there's no longer a mitzvah. So the person is under a time pressure. That's why he made this error. And that's why Chazal were leaning towards him. The Yevama, there's no specific day when you have to have the Yibum take place. And that's why it's not considered a Toyeh B'dvar Mitzvah. Says the Gemara, it's going to be Rabbi Shua of our Mishnah. Rabbi Shua in our Mishnah says that if somebody brought a carbon, L'shem Pesach, on Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos, he'll be considered a Toyeh B'dvar Mitzvah. Says the Gemara there too. Demahosum namis man bol. It's Erev Pesach. There's the pressure of Erev Pesach. That's why the person made an error, not to be compared to Yevama. Vel Rabbi Shua the Kenaikis. Yesterday we spoke about if somebody got confused and he had two children that he had to make a bris milah for. One, the bris baby was born on Friday. One baby was born on Shabbos, and he got confused and he made the bris for the baby from Friday on Shabbos. Rabbi Shua considers him a Toyeh B'dvar Mitzvah. So again, says the Gemara, that's not a proof. Hasam Nami is man abol, because the bris has to be done on the eighth day. So the baby whose bris had to take place in Shabbos, that caused the pressure. Vel Rabbi Shua the Truma, says the Gemara, it's Rabbi Shua that taught us a halacha by Truma. That not. Hay oich by Truma. Somebody was eating Truma, v'noideshu ben Gerusha or ben Chalutza. And he discovers that his mother was a divorcee, or a Chalutza, somebody that had Chalitza. The Midaraisa Kayin is not allowed to marry a Grusha. The child born of such a marriage is a Cholol, and he's not considered a valid Kayin. He's not allowed to eat Truma. And this person finds out that he's a Ben Grusha or a Chalutza. Rabbi Lezer Mechayiv Karen V'Chaymish. Rabbi Lezer says that he's Chayiv Karen V'Chaymish because it's no different than a Yisrael who ate Truma. They would have to pay a principal plus a fifth. Rabbi Shua Paiter. Rabbi Shua says that he doesn't have to pay. Why? Because he's a Toyeh B'dvar Mitzvah. He thought he's doing a mitzvah. So before we go further, the Mefarshim ask, this person obviously didn't know he was a Ben Gerusha Chalutza. He thought he was a real Kayin. Then he finds out that he isn't. So why does Rabbi Lezer say he pays a Karim V'Chaymish? What did he do wrong? He was an oinus. So Mefarshim answer that the situation is talking here where there were rumors about him. So a person who really wants to be careful says, until my situation is clarified, I shouldn't eat. But he did eat, and then he found out that he isn't, so he's not that innocent. So the question, so we see there that Rav Shua says that since he thought he was doing a mitzvah, he's potter. The same thing with the person who has relations with the Yivama, since he thought he's doing a mitzvah, he's potter. Says the Gemara, perhaps there it's different. Dimak Rabibi Barabaya. Maybe the situation where Rav Shua says that he's potter, as Rabibi Barabaya explained, Dama Rabibi Barabaya, Betruma Bar Pesach. We're talking about Erev Pesach. This man aboho. Like we said before, in Erev Pesach, it's a time of pressure. So the person doesn't take the time to evaluate his status. Is he or isn't he a Kayin? And that's why he quickly ate. But Yivama, we don't have that pressure. Inami, or perhaps a different reason why there Rabbi Yeshua is lenient. Koshani Truma Dikra Avoida. Truma, eating Truma is considered a service, a Kayin service. Va'avoida Rachmana Achsha. The Torah told us that a Kayin who's not for sure a Kayin, even though he did the avoid is kosher. The Tanan, it says a Mishnah. Hoya Oimer Makrif, somebody was doing the service in the Beis HaMikdash. V'noidishu ben Grusha ben Chalutz, and then he discovers that he's ben Grusha ben Chalutz, he's a Cholul, he's not a valid Kayin. The Halach is Kol HaKabonis Kulin Shekriva Agabim Mizbeach, Psulim. Whatever he did is invalid. He's not a Kayin. And the avoid that has to be done by a Kayin. Rav Shua Machshir. Rav Shua says it's kosher, even though it turned out that it was done by a non-Kayin. V'armina my time with Rav Shua, and we try to understand why Rav Shua say it's kosher. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Baruch Hashem Cheloi, and like the Mefarshim explained, the previous Pasuk says, Yosimu Ketayra Ba'pecha, they place the Ketayras, which is part of the avoid of the Kahanim. Baruch Hashem Cheloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses him, Upoyel Yodav Tirtza, and his work is accepted. Even though he's a cheloi, even though he's a cholol. So there is a special heter that a cholol who did the avoidim when he didn't know that he was a cholol, it's kosher. But that can't be a proof to the situation of a yavama. The Ber Yitzchak makes a very important statement. He says, although the Gemara here is saying that if somebody discovers that he's not a valid kohen, if he did the avoidim is kosher, if he ate trum, it's okay, that he says would not apply if he was a Kayin by opinion of Ben. Now let's say you had a Kayin by opinion of Ben, and then it turns out that he's not a valid Kayin. The opinion of Ben is not a valid opinion of Ben. This person has to again do his opinion of Ben with a valid Kayin, and the first person who he gave the money to has to return the money. Ask the Gemara, the Truma Hechri Kri Avoida, where do we find that Truma is considered doing an Avoida? The Tanya. There was a situation where Rav Tarfon did not come the night before to Yeshiva. The Shachas Matzah Rav Gamliel. The next morning Gamliel meets him. Why didn't you come last night to Yeshiva? I was doing the avoid, I'm a kohen, and I was doing service. What you're saying doesn't make any sense. In the time of Rav Tarfon, the Beis HaMikdash was no longer standing. So how could you tell me you were doing Avoida? Amalei Reu Oimer, Avoidas Matana Eten Es Kunaschem Vazor HaKorav Yumas. The Torah speaks about the Avoida of gifts. Also Achilas Truma Begvulin, eating Truma is considered like doing the Avoida, like the Avoida Beis HaMikdash. And you know why I didn't come to Yeshiva last night? I was doing avoida. What was the avoida I was doing? I was eating truma. So since we see that the pasuk calls eating truma an avoida, and we know according to Rabbi Shua that just like if a person wasn't aware that he was a cholol, if he did avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, the avoida b'di'evit is okay. The same too, eating truma would be acceptable, and he doesn't have to repay. And that's why the Rambam says, the Chazon Ish explains, that we make a bracha. A kohen makes a bracha before he eats truma, because it's an avoida, it's a mitzvah. And just like before you do any mitzvah, you make a bracha. The Ben Yehoyada says, what did Ben Rav Gamliel say to Reb Tachman? Kol dvarecha ein el dvar taima. Everything you do, I don't understand. He says, what does that mean? He's saying, Rabbi Gamliel was telling Reb Tarfon, number one, I don't agree that eating truma supersedes coming to yeshiva. But even if you do hold that way, you should have not said that you did the avodah. Why? Because a person overhearing you may think that what does avodah mean? Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And as we've been learning so many times in this Masechta, avodah in the Beis HaMikdash was prohibited at night. Somebody overhearing you may think that you're allowed to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash at night. So you should have not used those choice of words. We learned in the Mishnah, Shachta Shloi La'ichlof. At the end of the Mishnah, it said that if somebody brought the Karman Pesach, Shloi La'ichlof, even Rabbi Yeshua, who says that Tobit Va'mitzvah is potter, here he would not be potter if he did it on Shabbos from a Karman Chattis, because the Karman is totally disqualified. Ask the Gemara, of course. Pshita, Kivan, the Hossam Possel, since the carbon is disqualified, Hachachayiv. That's why it's considered that you're Machal Shabbos. Because of Yeshua's heter is based on Tarbet Va Mitzvah, Va Asa Mitzvah. But here he didn't do any Mitzvah. Answers the Gemara, you're right. That case itself, there's nothing that I need to learn from it. Just the answer is Mishum the Tana safe for Potter. Since in the next case where it says that when you brought the Karan Pesach you had a mixed machshava, la'oichlof, to people who may eat it, v'shaloi la'oichlof, and people who may not eat it, and there it's a good carbon, and that's why it's a tabit va'mitzvah, v'asa mitzvah, and that's why according to Rabbi Yeshua you're potter, Tanaresha, we tell you that flip side, where if you only had a machshava, shaloi la'oichlof, v'chayiv. Ask the Gemara, v'anami pshita. That's also obvious. Meshum the hasam kosher, since it's a kosher carbon when you brought it l'shem oichlov v'shloi loichlov. That's why potter. It's tabit v'mitzvah v'asa mitzvah. Answer the Gemara. You're right. That is also not a chiddush. Just we go back to the first case of the Mishnah. Al ayda the tani shachta shloi l'shma b'shabbos. Since we taught the first case of the Mishnah that if somebody brought a carbon pesach shloi l'shma, so we learned yesterday that when he did that deliberately. And the carbon is not kosher, because the carbon Pesach brought Shloi Lishma as possible. That's why, since we spoke about the case of Shloi Lishma, Tana Nam Shloi Loichlov. We also speak about a case of Shloi Loichlov, even though there's nothing in that case that's a Chiddush. Ask the Gemara, V'higufal Amali. And let's go back to the first case of the Mishnah. If somebody brought a carbon Pesach on Shabbos Erev Pesach, Shloi Lishma, whereas we've been learning, the carbon is disqualified, so it's Tarbet Var Mitzvah, v'loyasa mitzvah, so he's certainly chayiv. So we could go back and ask, even what do I need the first case of the Mishnah? Answer the Gemara, you're right. The first case in itself does not teach us anything that I wouldn't be able to know by myself. However, as we learned yesterday, there was a machloikas Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua when somebody brought a different carbon, l'shem Pesach, on Erev Pesach Shabbos, what's the halacha? Rabbi Elazar says that he's chayiv achatas. Rabbi Yeshua says he's potter. And Rabbi Elazar, to bolster his position, used the first case of the Mishnah. So that's why we had to mention that case. B'shum the Kabbai left Flugir Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Elazar, we're going to have the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Elazar is going to use that case as his basis for his position. So the Mishnah had to mention that case. Once the Mishnah mentioned the case of Shloi Lishma, the Mishnah mentioned the case of Shloi La'echlof. We know on Shabbos, to be chayif achil Shabbos, you have to do something constructive. A constructive act. If what you did isn't constructive, it's not considered a malacha. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos says that there is one mandamah that says that there are two malachas that even when they're done for destructive purposes, they're still malacha. Mekalkel, chabura, meaning somebody makes a wound, or somebody who makes a fire. But there's another mandam that says no. Any malacha has to be done for constructive purposes. If it's done for destructive purposes, it's not a malacha. So now we have a question. When somebody shechs this animal on Shabbos, shloi lishma, and we said that it's not a valid carbon, so what's the malacha? The malacha is shechita. But it's totally destructive. You're not getting carbon out of it. So why should you be chayiv? It's not chil Shabbos. Ask the Gemara. Ki azlus le amalei Rav Huna b'chinen lebrei. Ki azlus le kamed Rav Zvika. Boimenei. Le divrei oim mekalkel b'chabura potter. If somebody does a chabura, makes a wound for a destructive purpose, it's not called chil Shabbos. So now we need to understand the last case of the Mishnah. Shachta shloi la'ichlov, if it was an animal was brought shloi la'ichlov, so to disqualify, you didn't accomplish anything, chayiv, and you're still chayiv for chil Shabbos, the question is my tikkun. You didn't accomplish anything, you didn't do anything constructive. So ask the Mashah, it's a wonderful question, but it should have been asked in the first line of the Mishnah. The first line of Mishnah was Shachta Shloi Lishma. If you Shachta Karan Pesach Shloi Lishma, so you didn't do anything, you're Chayiv. So we should have rather asked, why are you Chayiv? Why do you wait for the last line of the Mishnah? So the Mepharshim explained that the Gemara's question, two answers. The Gemara's question includes the first line of the Mishnah. Another answer I saw is that the halacha of Shloi La'ichlov is a halacha that only applies to Karan Pesach. So I would think perhaps that we should be more strict on a Karban Pesach versus other Karbanos, and I'll explain the answer a little better in a moment. That's why the Mishnah chose to ask the question by Halacha, which is unique to Karban Pesach. So again, the question is, what did you accomplish when you did the Shechita, that you should be Chai for Chil Shabbos? Answer the Gemara, Tikkunim Olu Lo Yardu. What you accomplished is that even though it's not a valid Karban, the halacha is, if it's put on the Mizbeach, it remains there. So you accomplish that it can be put on the Mizbeach. And like we said a moment ago, this is even a bigger chiddush by Shloi La'ichlov and Shloi L'shma. Because I might have thought, since Shloi La'ichlov is a special din, by Karban Pesach, there the din would be, that if I shechted Shloi La'ichlov, the halacha is olu, they should be yardu, they should be taken down, teaching us the Gemara, that even then the halacha is olu lo yardu. Ask the Gemara, but we learned in the Mishnah case, Shachet v'nimtza b'mum. The Mishnah said that if you find that the animal is b'mum, and you chayif. If you knew, as we'll explain soon, that it was a b'mum. And again, my tikkun, what do you accomplish with the Shechita? Answers the Gemara. Because the halacha on a b'mum is that if you shecht a b'mum, even if you put it on the Mizbeach, you have to remove it. Answers the Gemara, tikkun, what you accomplish was, b'dukin sheba'ayin, if the animal's wound, the animal's blemish, is that it has cataracts. But I'll leave it to Bekiva, and this is going according to Bekiva, the Amam Olu Lo Yardu. Bekiva says that if the only blemish the animal has is that it has a cataract, even though normally a behemoth that's a Bamum, even if it was put on the Mizbech, it should be removed, not if it has cataracts. The reason is, the Gemara Masechta Zvachim says, according to Bekiva, since by birds, cataracts are not considered a mum, that's why he's more mekel on that mum. But the Gemara also says in Masechta Zvachim, when is Rabbi Kiva mekel? Dafka if those cataracts formed after you were magdish the animal. But if when you were magdish the animal, they even had this insignificant blemish of cataracts, the halacha would be im olu yerdu. So we're explaining that the Mishnah is talking about the mum was cataracts, and there the halacha is im olu lo yerdu. So what you accomplished with the Shechita was that you got something onto the Mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, Shachta, v'nimtza treifa, if you shechted it and you found that it was a treifa, so the halacha is, if it was besaser, if it has this wound internally, so you had no way of knowing, it's potter. So Rashi explains, why you potter? Because you're an oinus. Nobody's expected to have x-ray vision to know that this animal has a hole in its lung. Tosfos says, you potter because it's a tabet va mitzvah. Ask the Bechesk Lebramsky, why isn't Tosfos satisfied with Rashi's Peshat? That he's an oinus. How do you expect a person to know that an animal has an internal wound? So he answers that it must be speaking in a case where the wound is not totally visible, but it's not totally invisible. So you can't call him an oinus. He should have looked for it. Habagoli. But what is the Mishnah saying? That if the animal was a treifa, and you knew it was a treifa, and you shechted it on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, you'd be chayiv. The question is, why are you chayiv? What did you accomplish? Why are you chayiv for Chil Shabbos? Ma tikin? Answers the Gemara, tikin l'hoitzim dein avela. What you accomplished is that a treifa is a dead animal, but it was killed through shechita. An animal that dies is a nevela. A nevela gives off tumma. A treifa doesn't. So what you accomplished is that it doesn't give off the tumma. Maskula Ravina, ask Ravina, how the Tanya? This Gemara says Masechta Shabbos. Hashoichet chatas b'Shabbos If somebody shechs a carbon chatos and Shabbos b'chutz, and he does it outside the base of Mikdash, and he does l'avoid the zara, chayev lo gimel chatos. He chayev three chatos. One for chil Shabbos. One is because you shechted a carbon outside the base of Mikdash, and the third one is that you shechted to avoid the zara. Now the question is, matikin, what do you accomplish? And like the Mefarshim explained, you can't say that what you accomplished is that it's not going to give off tumah because it's a tray for, because it was slaughtered and it's not a nevela, because it's anyway giving off tumah because it's avoid the zara. So what do you accomplish? Why you chay for chil Shabbos? Ravira says, you know what you accomplished? Shematziya medei evim menachai. And Rashi explains that the halacha is that even a goy is not allowed to eat a limb from a live animal. So by killing the animal, the goy is allowed to eat from it. So you accomplish that it's edible to a goy. We learned in the Mishnah, shacht of a noida, if when you shecht it, you discover that all the people who had registered for this carbon have unregistered, or they died, or they became tamei, you potter because you shechted with rishos. In word of introduction to this piece of Gemara, the halacha is that if somebody designates an animal for carbon chatos, and then the person who designated that animal dies, chas v'shalom, or he lost the animal, and he takes another animal, brings it for carbon chatos, and then he finds the first one. So you can't just bring it as another carbon chatos, because you only bring carbon chatos for aveira that you did. He already brought a carbon chatos for that aveira. So there's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that animal has to be left to die. What about a carbon asham? Exact same situation. Somebody designated an animal for carbon asham, and then he dies, chas v'shalom, or he lost the animal, brings another carbon, and finds the first animal. There the halacha is that you should take the animal, let it go out to pasture until it develops a blemish, and then sell it for carbon oil. Amrav huna, amrav. Ashim shenitek l'riya. You have this animal that was originally designated as a carbon ashim, but then you, for whatever reason, aren't going to use it for carbon ashim, so you sent it out to pasture. V'shachtoi stam, and you go and you shecht it at that point, instead of going through the whole process of letting it blemished and then selling for carbon oil, you just go shecht that animal, kashul oil. It's considered a carbon oil, even though you didn't designate it for carbon oil. Alma, obviously, what does Rav hold? Kasav le bayakira. You don't have to officially uproot it for being carbon asher, making an oil. It automatically becomes an oil. Ask the Gemara, if that's what Rav says, that the moment it's no longer usable as a carbon ashram, it automatically becomes a carbon oila, so why did Rav have to speak about a situation, shenitek l'riya, that I sent it out to pasture? Even if I didn't send it out to pasture, the moment it's no longer usable as a carbon ashram, it should be an oila. Answer the Gemara, you'd write. Truthfully, the moment it's no longer usable as a carbon ashram, it should be an oila. It's a gzeira. It's gzeira ot lach kapara ot lefnei kapara. We're concerned that if we will allow you, even if you didn't send it out to pasture, automatically to consider a carbon oila, you may consider it a carbon oila even when you still need it as a carbon asham. And that's obviously not acceptable. So the only way we could be sure that you're not going to take an animal that's supposed to be used as a carbon asham and use it as a carbon oila is by not allowing this to happen until you did nitik, until at least you sent it out to pasture. Or menot temra, and where in halacha, where in shas do we find such a gzeira? Acha kapara ota lifnei kapara, the tanan. It says in Mishnah, ashim shemesu balav, ashim iskapa balav. These are the examples we gave. The owner died, or he brought a different carbon asha. So halacha is, year after you starve, you have to let it pasture, v'yimacher, v'yipa damlo damlo. Get a mum, get a blemish, sell it for oilus nedova. Rabbi Lezer Omer, yomus, it should left to die. Rabbi Lezer considers an asham the same as a chatas. And just like by a chatas we said it has to die, so too by an asham. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, yomacha v'yavi v'damav oilov. You should sell it and use the money for carbon oil. What's the difference between Rabbi Yeshua and the Tanakama? So Mefarshim explain, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's your own private oil. According to Tanakam, it's an oiler of the tzibur. What's the difference? It's all coming from your money anyway. It was your animal. The difference is, an oiler that you give privately, every common oiler also had to have mincha nesachim. So if it's your private oila, you're going to have to pay for the mincha nesachim. If it's a communal oila, then the money for the mincha nesachim comes from the tzibur. Another difference, on somebody's own private carbon, he could choose which kayin he wants to bring it. On a communal carbon, obviously you can't choose. So what do we see? B'domavin, you only should use the money, sell it and use the money for an oila. Avgufaloi, but don't use the animal. Why? If the animal, after it's no longer qualified to be a carbon ashim, becomes a carbon oila, so why do I have to go through this whole process? Let it become blemish and sell it. Use it for a carbon oila. The reason is, the gaz lacha kapara ata lefnei kapara. Because we make a gzeira that if you're going to allow him to do it, after it's no longer a carbon ashim, you may come to use it as a carbon oila while you still need it as a carbon ashim, which is obviously not acceptable. Shema mina that we make such a gzeira. So according to Rav, we're saying loy boyakira. You don't have to uproot a carbon, and it comes automatically. Eisrei Rav Chisda Rav Huna. We learned in our Mishnah, shachta, if somebody shecht the carbon Pesach, v'noy d'shinah shubalas yadam, and then he finds out that there's nobody registered on this carbon, v'tanei alabachol, what would happen during the week? If you shechted the carbon Pesach, and after you shecht the carbon Pesach, you discover that nobody is registered on it. Kegavna yisarif miyad. You have to automatically, the halacha is you have to burn it. Now what we're going to learn in the Gemara here is, on during the week you have to burn it, because during the week you could burn it. On Shabbos you would not be allowed to burn it, because on Shabbos you're not allowed to burn kachim to become possible. We're going to learn now in the Gemara that there are two types of disqualifications in a carbon. Sometimes a carbon can become internally disqualified, and sometimes a carbon can become disqualified for an external reason. In both cases, the carbon has to be ultimately burned. There's a very big difference why, how. If it's an internal disqualification, so there the halacha is that you burn it immediately. If it's an external disqualification, what's required is ibatsura. You have to let it decompose. Machlokes Rishonim, what that means. Rashi says you have to let it wait overnight. Tosfos seems to learn that you have to wait part of the night is enough. And other Rishonim learned that it actually has to decompose. So now let's understand this. We're talking about a situation where the carbon was brought as a carbon Pesach, but then it turns out it was disqualified because everybody who had registered for it had unregistered. Iam b'shlama b'yakira. If you say that an animal loses its status only when it's officially uprooted, hai Pesachu. So this was never officially uprooted as a carbon Pesach, the kivin, the lesley balim, since it doesn't have any more owners, so it's an internal flaw. A carbon Pesach without owners is not a carbon. Havalei psul begufay, it's an internal flaw. And amti lahochi yisaref miyad. That's why the halacha is it's immediately burned. Eli amrit loy boy mekira. You don't have to uproot it. That means as soon as everybody unregistered from this carbon, what automatically happens, even without any official transformation, it becomes a carbon shlamim. So what's the problem with this carbon? The problem is, Eli Amit, let's review the Gemara inside. Loi bayakira. You don't have to officially uproot it. It automatically becomes a carbon shlamim. Mereisha, as soon as everybody unregistered, havelei shlamim. So what's the psul? Why is it going to have to be burnt? Mishamai, why are you going to burn it? Mishum davakash shachla achatam shabar abayim. The problem was that you brought this carbon shlamim in the wrong time, because it's after the Tamid Shebein Abayim, and from here the Rishonim say that the Isser of bringing a carbon after the Tamid Shebein Abayim is such a strong Isser that if you did it, you would have to burn the carbon. It becomes possible. But this is not an internal flaw, it's an external flaw. The Kashach Le'acha Tamid Shebein Abayim. So then Ibet Surabai, what does the Brisa say? You burn it automatically. You should have to wait for Yibetzura. The Tanya, as we said earlier, Zer Klaud is a rule. Kol Shepsul Begufay. When there's an internal flaw, you sarv miyad. You have to burn it immediately. But if a dam, if the flaw is that the blood spilled out, so you can't do Zrikas Adam, or Bebalim, that the owners died, so it's an external flaw, Tubitzurasai, Beyetzel Beis Asreifa. First it has to decompose, whatever that meant, as we said earlier, and then you go out to Beis Hasreifa. So obviously we see from here that it requires akira. and that's why it had an eternal flaw. How could Rav say loy by Akira? So that's what the Gemara says. To rephrase what Rav taught us at the beginning of this piece of Gemara, a lifetime is tachto istam kosher l'shem oila, that if you didn't officially make it into carbon oila, it anyway has a status of a carbon oila. The only time if you bring the asham as an oila, it's going to be kosher, is if you specifically make it into an oila. Why? Because by akira. So what do we see here? That an animal to lose its status, it has to go through an official akira, an official transformation. Let's review a Gemara that we learned on Daf Samach Daled. It really goes back to a Mishnah. The Mishnah was discussing, where we call, it's got the Chazar anyway, we talked about a case where you're not allowed to bring a carbon on Yontif when you own chametz. But we explained when we learned the Mishnah that halacha only applies if it's a shechita aruya, if the carbon is being brought properly. If the carbon is not being brought properly, then there's no problem, you're not over the isser of owning chametz when you bring a carbon. So the Mishnah said, b'moyed, if you bring on chalamoyed a carbon Pesach l'shma, for the sake of carbon Pesach, it's potter, because it's a shechita shen aruya. There's no carbon Pesach chalamoyed. Shaloy l'shma, but if you brought it shaloy l'shma, so it's a Pesach that's Shloi L'shma and Chalamoid, then Yechayi, because it's Shechita Aruya. So when we learned the Gemara, we said, Tam the Shloi L'shma. It's because you had specific intent to use it for a different carbon. Without that specific intent, we explained, it's still a Karma Kaisach. Hostama, Yipata. So we asked, that a Karma Pesach automatically becomes a Shlomim. So why do you have to have Beferish in mind that it should be a Shlomim? So isn't that a proof that it only loses its status if you have a mind? So the Gemara said, no. Carbon Pesach is different. That's what Rabbi Chiya Gamda taught us. Why is the carbon Pesach different? Because what happened here was, the person became Tamei, and he intends to use this animal for Pesach Sheni. That's why it needs to be uprooted. Otherwise it doesn't need to be officially transformed. But we just learned that Rav is saying that every carbon has to be officially Iker, officially transformed. So how are we going to explain this Gemara? Ask the Gemara. The what's the story over there that the owners of the carbon became tamei, and they're saving the carbon, the animal, for Pesach Sheni. Hi, who the buy akira? That's when you have to officially be oikered, officially transform it. Hayib alma loy buy akira. Normally, that's not required. Mayak lemeimer. So how are we going to understand Rav, that now we're saying the Rav says Akira is always required? El Amar Afuna B'Rei D'Rishua Hachav Ma'iskinen K'gon Shefrisha Koydem Chatzos. What happened was, you took this animal and you designated it as a Korban Pesach before Chatzos and Erev Pesach. U'Maisu Bailem Ach Chatzos. After Chatzos, where the time comes to bring the Korban, all of the people who had registered unfortunately passed away. The Havalei Nira V'Nitcha. So what you had here was a situation where the animal at one point was fit to be used as a Karban Pesach and then became disqualified. And the halacha is called a nirav nitcha, an animal that was suitable and then becomes disqualified. Shav enachayz v'nira. Can't be used. Ask the Gemara, who are we trying to explain? We're trying to explain, this is how we began this whole shtickle Gemara, a din the Rav said, midi hu tama el l'rav. We're trying to explain a psak of Rav. Hamar Rav Bal Chaim and Enadachim. So Rav says that this whole concept of Ditche doesn't apply by live animals. So that can't be the explanation. Ella, Amra Papa, Hamani, the Rebbe Lezahi. Who is the Tana of this Bryce that we quoted on top of the Amid? That when the animal was brought, Shaloi L'Shem Pesach, that or had no body in it, it's automatically disqualified. It's going according to Rebbe Lezer. Because Rebbe Lezer says a very interesting halacha, beginning of Masechta Zvachim. He said, just like a Pesach that was brought Shaloi L'Shma is disqualified, any other carbon that was brought L'Shem Pesach automatically is also disqualified. Domer, V'kena Shoichet Acherim L'Shem Pesach, if you bring another carbon L'Shem Pesach, it automatically is possible. It's disqualified. Gahavale psul begufet. So that's an internal psul. That's what happened over here. That you brought this carbon shlomim, because if everybody's unregistered, it becomes a carbon shlomim. And it was brought l'shem karban Pesach, so it's a psul begufay. That's why it's automatically burnt. Ask the Gemara, via Belezer, if it's going karban Belezer, if that's how we're going to explain the Mishnah and the Brisa, chayev chatas nami mechayev. You should have to bring a chatas, because as we've been learning, Rabbi Elazar holds that tovet va mitzvah is chayev chatas. So you can't explain it's going karban Belezer. The less later Rabbi Elazar, the kula of tovet va mitzvah is potter from chatas. Says the Gemara, Tigmar of Yosef Berei, Rav Salach, see the Kamei, Rav Papa, Homani Yosef Ben Chanoi. That not, Yosef Ben Chanoi Omer, Hanishchotim L'Shem Pesach L'Shem Chatas, any animal, any carbon that was brought L'Shem Pesach L'Shem Chatas, Psulim, are also possible. Alma, Su, Psul Begufahi. It's an internal flaw. So since it's an internal flaw, Mishamach Yisarf Miyat. However, why does he not have to bring a carbon Chatas? It does not have to bring carbon chatas because with Peturei, as far as Tabit Va Mitzvah, Sovla Krab Yeshua, the Rav Yeshua holds that Tabit Va Mitzvah is part from carbon chatas. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi has a different explanation of Rav. He says, Rav Dom Krab Yishma B'noi Shab Yochim Abroika. The Nan Rav Yishma B'noi Shab Yochim Abroika Omar, Im Yesh Shos B'yoim, Leda, Im Moshu Balim, As Yedeim, Oshu Meisu, Oshu Nitmu, if there's enough time in the day for the kind to have found out if the owners are registered or died or became Tamei, Chayiv, he's Chayiv for bringing a carbon Pesach. He can't call, he's Chayiv for Chil Shabbos, I mean, you can't call him a Tabit Va Mitzvah. Why can't you call him a Tabit Va Mitzvah? Because he had enough time to find out. He can't say I got confused. But Tubit Surasa, but you have Tubit Surasa, the Yetzel Beis Asreifa. My Tama, what's the reasoning behind Rabbi Shmuel? Lama Shem Delay by Akira. He doesn't require that you should officially uproot it. It automatically becomes that way. Says the Gemara, that's not necessarily the Peshat Rabbi Shmuel b'nei Rabbi Yoika. But my, who said that's Peshat on him? Dil Mishum the Savalik, the Tana, the Beir Bavua. Rabbi Bavua, the Amar Afilu Pigal Nami by Yibitsura. Perhaps his reasoning is not because it is an internal flaw or external flaw. He's going to hold that there's never a din that it's automatically burnt. The Yalef of a Menoser. He says, just like Noiser, by definition, is Ibitsura, because what's the definition of Noiser that was left overnight? Every time it requires Ibitsura. Dilai Temahochi, Nitmu Balim, we said if the Balim became Tamei, Mayakal Mema, the Balim, Havadibai Akira, it requires, everybody agrees that if the Balim, we just learned on top of Ahmed, that if the Balim become Tamei, it's not uprooted until you officially uproot it, because we're assuming that they're saving it for Pesach Sheni. Because as we learned before, Dom Rav Chiba Gamda, Nizra Kumi Pi Chabura, Kigon Shoy Balim Tamei Meis, Benitchul Pesach Sheni, that you require Akira. On Mechvata, we must go back to what we said before, Kedishon Mikara, Yosh Bechanoihi, that Yosh Bechanoihi will hold that it's an internal flaw, but he'll hold that you're not Chayef Chatas, because he holds like Rabbi Shua, the Tabit Va Mitzvah, is Potter from Chil Shabbos. Hadnulach el Dram, Hadnulach el Dram, Hadnulach el Dram, Hadnulach el Dram.